No, I can understand that. Yeah, I've also considered setting up like one of those flagpole vertical antennas, you know, just disguise it that way. Yeah, I've got my my infed half wave. We have some, you know, patio lights that are strung between, you know, trees here and there, and the little black antenna, you can't even see it, you know, that just disappears right in all that mess as well. And then the TX Commander is not the ideal situation. I have it kind of like running up the trunk of a tree, so it's kind of hidden in a tree. Now, I know that's not the best way to do it, but it keeps my wife happy. But yeah, we don't have any HOAs, so I don't have to worry about that. But she's been good to let me have what I have, so I try not to push it. But yeah, there's all kinds of great ways to put up antennas to hide them from the HOA. But I agree, you don't want to draw attention and then have to, like, you know, deal with that.
Roger that. Yeah, there's plenty of eyeballs here where I live that, and they don't expressly prohibit ham radio antennas. In fact, they've got some TV antennas above the houses back before it became old-fashionable to have these satellites. And as such, I don't see anybody reporting it. But you do know that the FCC has really said, hey, ham radio operators are necessary. I mean, let me read that. Ham radio operators are really necessary, so folks settle down and be quiet. But I just don't want to have to deal with it, so I'll just fly under the radar. NAUO or ID.